Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
It's 1 o'clock, time for the Joy Business Report. Ghana cedi hits 14 cedis to a dollar as the depreciation pressures continue unabated. Meanwhile, currency analyst warns stability of cedi will largely rely on inflows from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank only after a successful second review of Ghana's program. Later in the bulletin, on the Joy Business Van, we will tell you the story of beauty startup Bubune Africa, which uses authentic African ingredients to make skincare products. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. The Ghana cedi has hit 14 cedis to a dollar as the depreciation pressures continue unabated. Checks by Joy Business indicate that most forex bureaus are selling the dollar for 14 cedis on average to the American greenback. Here's more in this report.
The local currency has lost about 12.08% to the American greenback. Most analysts had anticipated the local unit to extend its depreciation against the dollar this week. This is despite Fitch Solutions predicting that the cedi will end the year at 12 cedis 25 pesos, arguing it will recoup some of its recent losses in the months ahead. The London-based firm believes the cedi will strengthen as the government makes progress regarding the restructuring of its commercial debt. In recent times, the U.S. dollars continue to remain stronger as the rising U.S. Treasury yields firmed the American greenback globally. The U.S. inflation quickened to 3.5% year-on-year in March 2024, backed by higher energy and shelter costs. Following the development, the Federal Reserve announced that interest rates need to stay higher for longer to beat inflation to the 2% medium-term target.
That was a Business Dex report. Still on the local currency, analyst Courage Puti has stated that the stability of the cedi will largely rely on expected inflows from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank after Ghana passes its second review of the IMF program.
I don't see the triggers for a sharp correction to the 12 region. Yes, there are flows expected along the year, cocoa syndication potentially. We've seen the delays last year but potentially we could get a deal sometime before the 2024-25 crop season starts. There is the expectation of 360 million somewhere in June once the IMF board approves the program.
Away from the local currency, the National Information Technology Agency, NITA, says there is a need for a deliberate approach to push for mitigation measures to curb cyber threats. According to the Director General of NITA, Richard Otre-Fosu, the agency is working with other key stakeholders within the information technology space to aid in Ghana's digitalization drive to support other sectors of the economy. You're speaking at a signing event for an antivirus service for government.
Ghana's digitalization has now reached a stage where the whole economy is underpinned by the digital infrastructure and applications, and the cost to the nation anytime any of these systems and applications are unavailable is now very significant. A case in point is the internet outage that we recently experienced in March of this year. The risk of these systems and applications posed to our economy and daily lifestyle is ever growing, and as a nation, we need to take deliberate steps to properly profile.
That's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Please stay tuned for the Joy Business Fund after this break.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.